This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, beautiful morning, 6 minutes past eight. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Quite a lot for us to look at, and today we'll be speaking with the Commissioner for Information, Rivers State, Mr. Joe Johnson. And I'm pretty sure you would be expecting his response to some of the issues on the ground, because we do not have a lot of time with him on the show today. Let's see how we can quickly touch on some important issues. So you're welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Andrew Finn.
All right, let's quickly start from what you said with regards to the Justice James Omotosho's judgment. The matter, you said, had already been withdrawn. How is the state government looking at this? And the calls for the representation of the budget, how is this looking up?
Well, let me start from the bottom. To say that inequity, when two equities arise, the law says that the law takes preeminence. The order of Justice Abdul Malik says all parties should maintain status quo. And I would think that if you understand the dynamics of our legal jurisprudence, then we'll be able to appreciate that that is the correct position. The position of Justice Omotosho already expressed that by the directive of His Excellency the President on the 8-point proclamation, we came back from Abuja and we put all the processes, implemented a number of the decisions reached. But to hear that the distinguished justice gave judgment to one party meant that we were ambushed. And then to allude, using his words, that we had admitted that we did the wrong things and then heaped the anti-judgment on us was, to say the least, very unfair.
So is there a step, what's the next step for the government now? Because, I mean, the ruling says that everything that happened with the four lawmakers was invalid, and that would include the presentation of the budget to those lawmakers at the time, who also had had their own backing from the court, their backing from the court in a case that was filed at the time. Going forward then, what is the government doing with regards to this? How do we balance this out?
If there are two judgments or rulings or orders from two courts of coordinate jurisdiction, one would expect that you will obey the last one. The last one is maintain status quo.
So does that imply? Does that imply that the government would
If there's anything on the first order, our legal team will tell us what to do. I don't want to undermine any judgment of the court. Particularly that I'm a legal scholar, so I understand what judgments are. But if you know what the military rule says, they say obey the last order. Hmm. Ajuwaya is where you all go back to status quo.
Okay. Now let's get on to another very interesting topic. The PDP Ward 14 Rukboko clan had put out a comment suing for peace. And, I mean, they were referring to the divide we have in the state currently with regards to those in standing with the governor and those loyal to the minister. And what's interesting, in fact, about all of this was calling on one person, the chairman of the National Youth Council of Nigeria, Chijike Ihunwo, and have been saying that the government should... the governor should call him to order. He should be cautioned, the comments that he makes, and et cetera, et cetera. In fact, when we had the one that got a lot of people talking, which was the comments that came from the chairman of Ikoyi Local Government Council, before he made that comment that was a direct insult to the office of the governor, he had said he was doing so because Chijoke Ihunwo had continued to insult the minister and made comments that absurd. Has this been looked at by the state government? In fact, can you clarify for us? Is Chijike Nwunwo, those who make the comments and say he's working with the government or for the government or has been sponsored by the governor, how is the response to that? How are you responding to that? Let's start from there.
You can only accuse Bay Johnson of working for the governor because I worked already with the governor and as the information commissioner and the spokesman of the governor. You cannot mix up with Mango. If Chijike Nwunwo, who is the president of the National Youth Council of Nigeria, is talking, he's talking in his own seat. He's talking on his own authority as the chairman. And then I'm sure that he has an outlet where he can also talk to Rivers people. He's a Rivers town here. He's a citizen, the freedom of expression. But you cannot mix up. You cannot say that he's working for the governor because there's no nexus to even allude to that fact.
Mm. How about the Ikwerre Council chairman and the comments that he made? Has that been looked at? I mean, he works for the government.
He's the chairman of the local government, and I'm the commercial commissioner of the River State government. So I don't know how he would have been at my own chair to talk about what is happening at the local government.
We're not saying to talk about what's happening in the local government, but we are saying that, I mean, it's an open secret, the comments that he made directly for many people, not just an insult to the office of the...
It's in the court of public opinion. We have people should be able to assert themselves, say whatever they feel. But it's not in my place to even bother with it.
Mm. All right, if you're saying so, then... we would say that you heard from the commissioner, it's not in his place to bother with it. And we would take it that when you say that you're speaking for the government of River State, not bothered about what the council chairman in a Ikwerre local government has said or might even, and how people perceive what he has said.
It's an open comment. I have reservation. I'm an individual. But as a person, if you ask me, I would not want to have any comments.
All right. We'll take some messages on social media. On Facebook, it's Nigeria Info 92.3PH. On X, it's Nigeria Info PH. You can also send WhatsApp messages, questions, and contributions to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And you've heard the Commissioner for Information respond to the situation with Chijike Nwunwo and the calls by many suggesting that he's working for the government. You've heard his response to that. You've also heard what he had to say with regards to the statements that was made by the council chairman in Ikwerre local government area. You've also heard his position with regards to the judgment and what the state government would have to do. In fact, to summarize it, he says, our lawyers will tell us what to do. There are two judgments. We'd have to know which one to obey. And our lawyers will give us direction on that. But what is important before we go on to the next question is to give you an opportunity to speak with the commissioner and ask a question, or perhaps send that to us on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. He had also told us that he doesn't have a lot of time this morning. He's very engaged. So let's see how we can get your response as quickly as possible. You can also use the phone numbers 0817-923-0002. Now, Mr. Commissioner, something that we would also want to look at is we've been getting reports of the increase in fees for tertiary institutions, especially at the state university, River State University. I don't know if perhaps by chance you have come across this information or if there's been any directives from the government with regards to this or any conversations between the school management and the state government with regards to this situation. But the reports we're getting is that there is, for many people, it's described as astronomical, the cost now they have to pay for education for several departments. Is this something that the state government is aware? And if yes, is there anything being done about it, or what could be the reason for this?
I'm not gotten a formal report about it, but I've got the hint from, you know, Anderson, you know, until I get the full detail as to what has happened. I will not be able to make any categorical statement on it.
All right. Well, at least I would say thank God that you've heard it also now. Hopefully after now you might get more information about it and we get to understand what could be behind it and what the government can do about the situation. In the meantime, on WhatsApp, this is a question. Can we say that the government is on a standstill following the political crisis? If not, what is holding the employment of the 10,000 civil servants and other key projects in Rivers State? Another person here says... PME, please ask the commissioner what the position of the governor towards representing of the state budget is. Thanks for Minima Priye. I'd asked that earlier. Perhaps you might give a more direct answer. With the budget situation, where do we stand? That's the question from Priye Minima.
I've said there are two conflicting court judgments or rulings, as it were. One says maintain status quo. If you were to be in the position of government, what would you do? The other one says represent. And I've told you that in equity, the last to arrive takes preeminence. They still obey the last order.
Mm.
So we are waiting. Let the court of appellate jurisdiction, maybe an appellate court, should be able to direct us as to what to do. Otherwise, our judge lawyers will tell us what to do. I've said it.
Okay. Another one here says, okay, I think you already responded to this, a message from Ifa Nchukwumodo, what the government is saying with regards to the insult that came from the council chairman in Ikrelekou government. I think already the commissioner had made his comment about that, and he said, well, for now, the government is choosing not to respond. He's not responding even at the personal level. Let reverse people who have heard, let's leave that in the court of public opinion, he says. We'll open the phone lines. Let's take a few calls, and we'll start with Precious. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002. Precious in Ichie, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning, Andrew.
All right, straight to the question or contribution, Precious.
Yeah, yeah, I'm talking with Precious Parker from OKA.
Go
please,
ahead.
I want the commissioner out there to please advise the governor that all that grievances are not good, and again, that the devil you know is better than the angel you don't know. So those people advising him, unlike the likes of Andrew Uchendu, who has gone to court...
Precious, you might have to call back. I think you got interrupted by your service provider. But Cookie Gam is in Rumo Lumeni this morning. Hello, Cookie Gam.
Andrew, good morning.
Good morning.
Commissioner, good morning. Andrew,
good morning, my
brother. The comment by all the people against the governor. Andrew, I've been reversed to my living reversed for the past 25 years now that is democracy. Has this any person started over a week? I thought to communicate the way I was talking to the governor of River State now. Governor of River State, governor for 8 days. Nobody can open to talk of him, talking to me. But see, as this chairman is talking to the governor of the state, talking to me and River people, but our own governor, and is he good? Commissioner, what is the comment doing of the statement this guy is doing on daily basis against the governor? Two again. Andrew, do you know, after I go to GRA, with Aristo House, Aristo.
Hello.
Aristo Hotel. Go and find the owner of that ACC. Some illegal mission have bought Aristo Hotel. They have break it down and build it. Where do you get the money to be? Because these chairmen are building hotels everywhere. You can go to a hotel, go like this.
I don't think. I don't think this makes part of the conversation. I don't think this makes part of the conversation unless there's proof that the source of a person's wealth to build a property was something that was ill-gotten, then we can make a case. Until that time, we can't. But quickly, because of the time, Honorable Commissioner, you had told us you have up on just a few more minutes with us. Let's just address this issue coming up with the Livestock Managers and Food Product Dealers of Nigeria Special Task Force, River State Chapter. I mean, for many people, we heard the jingle and the activities that they would be involved in. Is this something approved by the state government? Are the state government working in collaboration with the task force? Who set up this task force? And let's get your response, because for some people, it came as a surprise, not understanding what's happening. We haven't heard of this before. And so on and so forth. In fact, there are even some speculations that, oh, the minister of the FCT could be behind this. That was dispelled by the association itself. So what is the situation with that?
The situation is clear. Yesterday, I was with the Commissioner for Agriculture, and he told me that Monday, that a group of rural people came to say that they were announcing their union. And then they came to inform the government, and that was just it. And then they said, well, you're just making it not possible. We'll do due diligence on you to be able to ascertain where you stand, you know, as a matter of fact. And only to have a group together. The next thing they did was to go on air to say that they are in collaboration with government, which is not the fact. The commissioner has already raised a rebuttal to whatever was announced, I mean, through one of the radio stations, who said that they had no business in any form with that group, and that nobody should transact with them, and anything anybody does with them is illegal, and whoever is for them in the guise of that organization should be arrested. That is the position of government. There's nobody, no organization known in that name that is in collaboration. They may exist as an organization, yes, but they are not in collaboration with River State Government. River State Government has not appointed any task force. There is no known body in that name that is expected to collect taxes or disturb River's people. That is the position of government.
Okay, then. Because we're already out of time, we have a very short commercial coming in a matter of moments. Let me just put this question to you as well. This one says, Martin Amewale has claimed in different forums that you guys have been writing them but ignoring their own correspondence. Leon Dindid is asking, because we also heard the Speaker of the House says, oh, the governor has been rejecting their letters or returning their letters. What's the situation with that? Another person here also says that. I think that's the one. Yes. Is that the case? Have letters been rejecting? Is there some sort of? Is it safe to say that there is some bad blood between the state government, the Speaker of the Assembly? Is the state government in recognition of the current state assembly?
I don't know how else to recognize the system when government functions are split. If you pick any of the programs of the latest...
Honourable Commissioner, please, just a favour and hold that thought. Let's take a very short commercial and then you respond to it before you go. Thank you. Please stay with us.
Back after... We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports
and get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit chat into the morning on Chat Station, and then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Past 8 is what the time is. The conversation still continues here on the Morning Crossfire. My guest is the Commissioner for Information, River State, Joe Johnson. Sir, thank you for staying on the line for us.
Good morning. Good morning. With you?
Yes. I know. Before the commercial, yes, let's continue on that line of thought just before we went on the commercial. So you were trying to give us the government's own opinion about the current situation and the questions that we've been asked by the listener. Now, one of them was about whether the letters and reports of the Speaker of the Assembly saying his letters are being ignored and the rest of them. And then I'd asked you, the assembly leadership as it is now, is that the assembly leadership recognized by the state government, working with the state government?
Some of the questions you are asking, you already have the answer. Recall that time was when ABC Nehiye was speaker.
Yes.
And you are aware that he also resigned just as part of the peace process. And you recall that even when his, the speaker, Amewule, spoke, when you received the correspondence from His Excellency on the screening of the commissioners, he acknowledged that the letter came. You recall also that all the functions we have had since January, from the time Edison resigned, Edison actually resigned on the 31st, you recall.
Mm.
On the 1st of January, we had a state banquet. If you take a copy of that program, you find Amewule there as speaker. And the subsequent programs that we have had in the state. So how else do you recognize anybody?
So there's no strained relationship. There's no strained relationship.
There's no strained relationship on our own part. It's a two-way game. On our own part, we're trying to do our level best. The judgment that you are referring to, we have to go and withdraw our own part. If you listen to the comment of the judge clearly acknowledged that we withdrew our own case. That was in obedience to Mr. President's directive. So if we could show, extend this hand of fellowship to the peace accord, now it then tells you where the fire is coming from. For the government, you have said, is prepared to do everything, you know, without undermining the interest of the state. Everything that is constitutionally required, even for the sake of peace.
Mm.
And they have said that even that proclamation is not a death sentence. And he has shown it in words and in character. He has shown it in his instability. He has released what to do the legislators. He has done the things that we ought to do. We have done almost everything that is expected to be done. And yet, you know, it doesn't seem to me that there's anything coming from the other end. It ought to be two-way thing. And Rivers people, I'm sure, they're keeping tab on what is going on.
Is that a concern for you and for the government? The fact that, I mean, when you look at the agreement on the other end, like you just said, you do not feel that much has been done. Even though the minister said from his own end, everything has been met. It is only your end that remains to be met. And in fact, we had the former state chairman of the PDP also say that, well, the governor is doing the best to meet all the demands. I think from his own, from what he said was everything by the governor must have been met or should have been met, except for one that he thinks is still remaining. And many people think that one would be the re-presentation of the budget. So, are you concerned?
In your judgment, if as a public observer, the incident of 2 days ago where the Omoto Show Court went ahead to give judgment to a matter that was before it and had been run by one party, does that, in your opinion, sound like the other party was prepared to extend the olive branch? We have done our own part. Even them are acknowledging that we have done, but you also alluded to the fact that the former chairman of the party has said that we are doing. The government has continued to do. The government has continued to preach peace. The government has said all and has acted all that he has said. I have always said repeatedly that he is not a man of perfidy. He says what he does, and he does whatever he says.
Hmm. All right, we'll take a few more messages and come to some calls, and perhaps you respond to some questions around development and the policies of the government in that direction. This one says for you, what are the plans of the government towards the suspended staff of the Ignatius Ajuru University? Sadly, I'm one of those. Okay, we're already in the issues of development, so that's one question. After work for 9 months without salary, the governor should consider calling us back or at least pay us the withheld salaries. Another message here says, good morning, Ifeyemi. Mr. Commissioner, why the delay from the governor to recall the staff of Ignatius Ajuru University? That's also a question there from another person. This one says the commissioner should also go be on national TV and explain so the world would hear the perspective of the governor. This is from Cheese. Okay. I can't get, you did not include your name. So please, I would encourage that when we send the messages, you endeavor to include your name. The phone numbers to call are 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0003. Some messages here says, call back the staff of Ignatius Adjuru. That's all we're pleading with. This is a message from Facebook. Fortune Ogunda says, please, Honorable Commissioner, is there time for the revisitation of employment of Ignatius staff? Okay. So I think I should allow you to respond now because all of the messages at the moment are pointing in that direction. So perhaps the last time you were here, I also asked you this same question, and you said work is being done, and hopefully something would be done about it. What is the progress on that situation?
I want to plead with you to allow me a little more time. Honestly, because of the evolution of events, I was not able to debrief the governor, you know. Until I talk with the governor, I would know his position on the Ignatius' case. That's Ignatius Adjuru's case. I would not like to reverse people. I have not discussed the matter, and I will discuss it honestly.
All right. We would have to keep you on your toes with that one and hold you to this promise because the next time we speak with you, I'm pretty sure Rivers people would want to get the position of the government on that one.
On my honor, I promise.
All right. This one says, why has the governor not sworn in the commissioners that were screened?
When were they just screened? They were just screened only last week, I guess. I'm sure there would have been quite a lot on his hands. And if you know how things are panning out, you will agree that he must be, though he's a very young gentleman as governor, but quite a lot to have on his hands. He will make our time for it.
All right, we'll take a few more calls and then we'll just get your response to them and let you be on your way. Chooks is in the Lelewon. Chooks, good morning.
Good morning, brother.
Yeah, go on.
Governor, why is the governor delaying in most of the agreements he signed? That is why people are going to court. The last one, you could not talk about concerning the present budget. He's delaying. That's why he did it to this present KTR. He should have done it since. And secondly, I don't know if Chioke Inwa is under the governor or the governor is under Chioke Inwa. Please, help me tell you, Commissioner, we are not happy the way Chioke Inwa is parading himself, causing problems. Let them call Chioke Inwa to order, because someone wants to say that as far as Chioke Inwa is going around insulting the former minister, the present minister and former governor, that he himself will destroy the office of governor.
All right, Chooks from Lelewon, thank you. Yeah. But I think Commissioner responded to that. Chijoke Ihunwa is not a commissioner, is not a special advisor to the governor, is not. He says he's not in any capacity. He is the president of the NYC. And so if there are concerns about his comments, he should be directed to the NYC. He responded to that. I think that was one of the first questions that was asked when we started the conversation. Mufasa from NTA Road, good morning.
Yes, hi, Andrew, good morning.
Welcome.
Yes, quick one. Let me first of all commend the commissioner. I must say that, you know, he has actually been showing capacity in his efforts to ensure that Rivers people are well informed on the workings of government. And Andrew, let me also say that people calling on the Rivers State government to call Ambassador Chioke Inwa to order, for me, I think it is a complete aberration. The National Youth Council of Nigeria is an independent body, and it's a body that it's an umbrella body that the Rivers State youths are members of that group. And if a leader, a youth leader, is answering to the cry of the youth to say that this is the position of Rivers State, not his position, I start to be corrected. Anything Chidoke Inwa is saying, they are the position of the youth of Rivers State. So if you are not okay with what Chidoke Inwa is saying, you can sue the organization. Let us leave Rivers State government out of what people are saying. The governor has said that he has not sent anybody to malign anybody. So for me, that is very instructive. But I have a question for the commissioner. Sir, commissioner, sir, a lot of people are saying that with what is going on, the back and forth, that the government is distracted and that nothing is happening in the state. How do you respond to that? Is it true that nothing is happening, that the government is distracted?
All right, thank Mufasa, you, thank you. We'll get the response of the commissioner, but let's just add this one from Temple in Maiwan. Temple, good morning.
Good morning once again, the very distinguished Femi Andrew. Your Honorable Commissioner, sir, I salute you. In as much as the government must move on, as we expect that good dividends of democracy, you talk about the consolidation and the continuity move by our governor, our golden governor, Sassimilar Ekuba. Sir, we are practicing what we call the free education. I don't know if that has been suspended. And is it in the right path of a traditional ruler to put on a town crier within a town and a community, passing a message that students should pay a certain amount of money that will amount to 10,000 naira before they get into before they get admitted into a school? I'm talking about Umechin town precisely. Thank you, sir.
All right, Temple, thank you. All right, let's get to the Honorable Commissioner quickly. So the response to this, whether or not the government is being distracted by this situation in the state, and where are we at with the issue of development? And then we just heard also from Temple the situation with the school in Umuechim.
Well, I don't know. It will be... appraising myself, but if you ask me, I would say that governance has been on from the outset of this Wahala in October. I can give a compendium of activities of government and all that has happened, and to say that we have not had a break. We have just concluded arrangements, and I'm sure you must be hearing the jingles as to what is going to happen to the 74 billion, which is going to be managed and micromanaged by the Microfinance Agency, headed by Pastor Tobin. That's part of government actions, you know, which have not come to the rooftop to announce. But you would have heard the jingles. Rivers people are open to taking advantage of that situation. Even our youth, you know, those who entered. And then you recall that before long, we had flagged up the 20,000 housing units. And that progress project is on. The legacy project of this government actually is the ring road. If you go around all the 6 local governments that are affected, you discover that quite a lot is going on. You know, so I don't know how anybody can. And then on the part of the civil servant, recall that just last month in December, you know, we were able to extend what has never happened before. I'm not talking about the promotion that came. Even before this, the civil servants who were hitherto not promoted for over 10 years had their promotions given to them. And then a cash back, too. And last week, we had just sworn in 16 permanent secretaries. These activities of government. There are quite a number of other things that we have that are still at the incubation stage. And I want to believe that with a little bit of patience, we're able to proceed much that is part of what is in the kitchen of government. We're talking about renewable energy. You discover that a number of the streets now have solar light. Some of our major streets and roads were in total darkness, particularly because the managers were not able to provide this. Government in its own understanding and desire to go into renewable energy. There are quite a lot of things mm-hmm. were done to ease business in River City, and quite a number of investors are going to come. We are talking about the spare parts market. If you go to Ipukuna, it's a sorry state. We are talking about quite a number of other attempts in the schools. We modeled over 100.
What has been done with the cost? What has been done with the cost of food?
What does this government sorry?
The cost of food. I mean, we know the prices for food is constantly on the rise, and people think in River State it should not be the case.
Don't also forget that the population is also increasing in River State. Well, it's not even any excuse. The point is that once we just start activities in the agri-kingdom, things will take their own different shapes. We are looking at the Sarai farm. We're looking at the other lands, agri-land. We're even talking about investors who will come and partner with us to do commercial palm oil production. All all these ones are the things that will help to increase our food security. And the governor is not sleeping at all. I can tell you that quite a lot are on. I've already proposed that the governor has a luncheon with journalists so that we can have a media party with the governor so that we can hear from the horse's mouth. That over had long been given, but because of paucity of time, we're hoping that any time within the shortest possible time, we will be able to bring us to speed with the developments in the state. So we are up and running.
Okay.
Yes, there are distractions, but even the North Act didn't go down with the act. The entire people who were in that act didn't die. So in the distractions that you find, some will survive, some will also, you know, give way. The living God, His Excellency, will hide the...
All right.
Shoulder high, you know.
Let's take just two more calls, one from Susie and one from Ezeken. Susie in Erema, good morning, and quickly to your point, please.
Thank you. Good morning to the Honorable Commissioner of Information. Over the time, anytime the Honorable Commissioner comes on air, he has been very rational about it concerning the conflict in River State and the way he approaches the matter. I believe I also want to give him kudos to the fact that he understands the ethics of alternative dispute resolution in making peace in River State. He doesn't go viral or even go gaga against any other person. I want to ask the commissioner a question. Gideon Kihimwa, by fact, is not an appointee of the River State government, but he was who delegated him to go to Marwan because it was announced on this radio station that Gideon Kihimwa represented the governor of River State in talking with the issue concerning the Maiwa market women, and also the issue of dispensation of the shops in that particular market. And this is somebody who is not an appointee of the government, who is a leader of the youth in state. And then he began to talk all the way he's going around and all of that. One of the has also said his own. Kinoa has also said his own. We are looking at this. And at the same time, we are suspecting there has been enough PPP people, contractors, who are now contracting the matter concerning River State government and then with other people. People are going to court arbitrarily without being curtailed. If I am the governor, like I have always talked for this government, for the possibilities of the things that the government can do on the sectoral focus and all of that, I want to say that the River State governor to be able to talk to people who are going to court arbitrarily without his consent, because at the end of the day, violence is actually consent. As far as court is concerned,
so
people are going to call for him.
Susie,
trying to
your point made. Thank you. Let's go to Bimini now and just hear from Ezeken quickly. Ezeken, please be very swift with it. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew, and your guest there in the studio.
Okay, go on, Eze.
You see, I think I'm not comfortable with your guest. We are talking about the Commissioner of Information in the state, who will, in every ramification, whatever thing that is happening within the state, he should have given us the information we ought to know. Whatever, no matter how little or big that information or action or reaction.
So, Eze, what's the question now? What do you want to know? Ask what you want to know now.
I want to know exactly what is the action. His thoughts as an information commissioner concerning the issue of the Ikwerre local government chairman, the issue he talked about the governor.
All right, Ezeken.
And also, he was talking that Ihuwa is not working for the government. I think I doubt it. He can only tell us that he is supporting the governor because of his stance. Because of the impeachment,
all right,
and because of the
your question has been taken and noted. Let's go over now to the commissioner to get his response.
Ezeken,
thank you. Let's go over to the commissioner to respond to your question. All right, Honorable Commissioner, as you wrap up, a few minutes. Is it within the powers of the governor to stop people or call people to order when their comments seem to be, or their actions seem to be fanning the drums of what many will call war politically?
The governor is the governor of the state and is the moderator of the actions of people. So if there is anything that anybody feels or he feels should be able to draw the attention of whoever, the government is at liberty to do that.
Okay.
The government has liberty to do that.
So can he stop people from going to court?
I will not be able to speak the mind of the last speaker. He says the governor should tell, or I should tell him. I told him and I said to Rivers people that I'm accountable to the state and to the governor. I report to the governor. I speak the mind of the government. I do not speak for National Youth Council. If Chizuki or someone want to speak, or anybody has spoken in a manner that Rivers people consider inappropriate, they have liberty to express the opinion.
Okay.
And like you say in your state studio, everybody is entitled to his opinion. There's freedom of speech. Two of us.
Yes, there is, of course.
So you cannot hold me accountable to anybody's opinion on the particular issue.
All right, Honorable Commissioner. We'd say thank you for your time. I know that you promised us 30 minutes and somehow we managed to take more than that, but that's what it is for Rivers people to get first-hand information.
You've always done that, man.
Thank you very much for your time. And wishing you a great day. All right, and that's the Mutrika Take on the show. This morning, we have to draw the curtain here.